United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, local correspondent, Dr. Colleen Phillips, is of the view that fisher folk continue to be among the most vulnerable groups during disasters. Speaking on the sidelines of a recent workshop focused on strengthening emergency response frameworks for coastal and fishing communities, Dr. Phillips noted that fishers are often on the front lines during hurricanes, heavy rainfall, and flooding, and stressed the importance of preparedness and timely localized hazard alerts.
Fisher folks are generally on the front line of hurricanes, and they are also exposed to everything, heavy rainfall, flooding, the raise up, sea level rises and so on. And they operate pretty much with limited insurance, low savings, and high vulnerability to asset loss. Anything happens, they lose as much as even their boat. And it's really important that this particular workshops like this help them to mitigate and manage how they can prepare for disasters and how they can recuperate what they need to do. It's really all about building back better. It's important to say that fisher folks often lack timely, accessible, and localized hazard alerts.
Dr. Phillips further asserted that fishing is more than a source of income. It is a key part of the nation's culture, food security, and food sovereignty. She added that the country must move from being reactive to proactive in disaster recovery, and that safeguarding food systems is everyone's responsibility.
It really identifies with our culture. It's a cultural thing. Many folks, not just fish, but depend on a dish from fish, and it's really important that we protect our food sovereignty that way. St. Vincent is a large ocean developing state, so we really do need to put things into perspective as we work to develop that sector, the blue sector. And it really must get to a place where we are not reactive, but more so proactive to work towards protecting lives, livelihoods, and ensuring dignity in recovery. Really and truly, like I say, it's really everybody's business. It's not just for the Ministry of Agriculture or for entities, organizations on a whole, but everybody must take into consideration how very imperative it is to ensure that food is secured.
The FAO local correspondent also highlighted the organization's continued collaboration with the Ministry of Agriculture to strengthen support for fisher folk. Dr. Phillips said that while significant progress has been made, there is still much more work to be done to ensure that those on the front lines of food production are adequately equipped and protected.
The FAO has been working very closely with the Ministry of Agriculture in ensuring that fisher folks are well equipped. There is need for real-time registry of fishing vessels, gears, rapid response and recovery planning, enhancement of that sort of thing. And there is also need for issues of insurance and financing to replace lost assets and so on and so forth. So there's a lot of work. And a lot of work have happened, and a lot of work is still yet to happen.
United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization local correspondent Dr. Colleen Phillips. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.